Welcome to Bedtime Safari, the newest show by the Bedtime History family. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes every week. Also, be sure to check out our newest book, Explorer Society World's Fair Conspiracy. It's a fast-paced time travel adventure about two teen agents who work for a secret organization that protects history. Their mission? To stop a mysterious enemy from changing the past and messing up the future. Along the way, they visit famous locations, meet famous inventors, and learn why these moments in history matter. Check the show notes for the Amazon link. I'd love for you to check it out, and all proceeds go to supporting Bedtime History. Imagine you're standing in the heart of modern Tokyo, Japan. The morning sun filters through the tall buildings, casting interesting patterns of light and shadow on the clean sidewalks beneath your feet. Take a deep breath and notice how the air carries a mixture of familiar and exotic scents. Fresh bread from a nearby bakery, the smell of cherry blossoms from street trees, and the clean smell of a city that takes great pride in staying spotless. You're walking slowly through the Shibuya district, one of the busiest areas in the world, but you're taking time to notice the small, peaceful details that most people rush past. The sounds around you create an interesting urban symphony. The gentle whoosh of the subway trains running smoothly underground, the soft chiming of crossing signals that play musical notes instead of harsh beeps, and the quiet conversations of people walking by speaking in Japanese. As you stroll down the sidewalk, notice how, even in this busy city, there's a sense of order and respect that makes everything feel calm. People walk purposefully, but not frantically, and everyone seems to move together like dancers who know the steps by heart. The buildings around you reach toward the sky like gentle giants, their glass surfaces reflecting the soft morning clouds that drift peacefully overhead. Stop for a moment at a small street corner where an elderly man is tending a tiny garden tucked between two buildings. This pocket of green in the urban landscape shows you how Tokyo finds ways to bring nature into even the smallest spaces. The old gardener moves slowly and deliberately, watering each plant with careful attention, creating a moment of zen right in the middle of the busy city. Continue your peaceful walk through narrow side streets where traditional wooden buildings sit quietly next to modern concrete structures. These older buildings have weathered wooden walls and curved tile roofs that have watched over the neighborhood for decades. Some have small shops on the ground floor where craftspeople create beautiful pottery, delicate origami, or fabrics using techniques passed down through generations. You pass by a small food market where vendors arrange their colorful vegetables and fruits in perfect displays that look like works of art. The radishes are arranged in neat white rows. The persimmons glow like orange jewels, and bundles of green vegetables are tied with simple string bows. The vendors work quietly and efficiently, treating even the simplest tasks with a kind of mindful attention that turns ordinary activities into something peaceful and meditative. The sounds of the city change as you walk through different neighborhoods. In the business district, you hear the quiet hum of air conditioning and the soft footsteps of people in professional clothing walking to their offices. In residential areas, the sounds become more personal, children laughing as they walk to school, the gentle ring of bicycle bells, and the soft voices of neighbors greeting each other with respectful bows. Now you make your way towards Sensoji, Tokyo's oldest and most sacred temple, located in the traditional Asakusa district. As you approach the temple grounds, the busy city sounds gradually give way to more peaceful ones. You can hear the gentle rustling of leaves from ancient ginkgo trees that have been growing here for hundreds of years, their fan-shaped leaves creating dappled shadows on the stone pathways below. Walking through the temple's main gate, called Kaminarimon, or Thunder Gate, you feel like you're stepping through a doorway between two different worlds. The massive red lantern hanging in the center of the gate sways gently in the breeze, and the traditional wooden architecture creates a sense of timeless calm that makes the modern city feel far away, even though it's just steps behind you. The temple courtyard is paved with smooth stones that have been worn smooth by millions of visitors over the centuries. Ancient camphor and ginkgo trees provide shade and create a natural ceiling that filters the sunlight into soft, dancing patterns. You can smell the subtle scent of incense drifting from the main temple building, mixed with the fresh smell of the trees and the clean stone pathways. The temple buildings themselves are architectural marvels that show the beauty of traditional Japanese design. The roofs curve gracefully upward at the corners like birds preparing to take flight, and every wooden beam and support is perfectly fitted together without using a single nail. The deep red color of the buildings creates a warm, welcoming feeling that invites you to slow down and appreciate the careful attention to detail in every carved decoration and painted surface. Near the temple, you discover a small, traditional garden where koi fish swim lazily in a peaceful pond. The fish move through the clear water like living jewels. Some are bright orange, others are white with black spots, and a few are golden yellow that catches the sunlight filtering through the maple trees overhead. Sitting on a stone bench beside the pond, you can hear the gentle splash of a small waterfall and the soft sounds the fish make as they rise to the surface. From the temple, you walk to your final destination, a traditional Zen garden that offers the ultimate peaceful experience. This garden is designed specifically for meditation and quiet contemplation, with every element carefully placed to create harmony and balance. The entrance is through a simple wooden gate that opens to reveal a world of subtle beauty and profound calm. You find a comfortable spot on a wooden bench positioned to give you the perfect view of the garden's most famous feature, a large area of raked white gravel with several large stones placed at specific points. This rock garden represents mountains and water, with the raked patterns in the gravel showing the flow of rivers and the movement of waves. Sitting quietly and looking at this simple but profound arrangement, you feel your mind becoming as calm and clear as the carefully maintained space before you. The sounds in the Zen garden are almost whispers, the soft rustle of bamboo leaves moving in the breeze, the distant trickle of water flowing through a hidden stream, and the occasional gentle tap of a bamboo water feature that fills and tips over in a regular rhythm. These subtle sounds don't interrupt the silence, but instead make it feel deeper and more complete. The plants in the Zen garden have been chosen not just for their beauty, but for their ability to create a sense of seasonal change while maintaining year-round serenity. Pine trees stay green through all seasons, representing endurance and strength. Maple trees provide brilliant colors in autumn and fresh green leaves in spring. Moss softens the hard edges of rocks and creates a carpet of green that feels alive and welcoming. As afternoon moves toward evening, the light in the garden becomes even more majestic. The setting sun filters through the bamboo groves, creating long golden rays that highlight the texture of the raked gravel and make the moss seem to glow with inner light. This is considered one of the most beautiful times to experience a Zen garden, when the changing light reminds you of the constant flow of time and the importance of appreciating each peaceful moment. The Zen garden teaches you that peace can be found anywhere when you know how to look for it and create it within yourself. Just as the garden designers carefully chose each element to create harmony, you can choose to notice the peaceful moments and beautiful details in any environment, whether you're in a busy city or a quiet natural space. We hope you enjoyed this journey through Tokyo. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes, and tune in next week for a new adventure. Also, be sure to check out our history show, Bedtime History, for new episodes each week, too.